Hello everyone. Have you ever been bullied due to your gender, skin color, or sexual orientation?
Yes, you're definitely not the only one. We are Jan, Linda, and Katz, and we will focus on how society discriminates different groups of people.
Since this type of discrimination affects every last one of us, we often do not notice it happening. There are life-improving benefits to fighting it. Today, we will talk specifically about women, men, and transgender people. First off, I would like to give you a look into one of the situations transgender people, in the broadest sense, face daily. Many employers now include the diverse gender option in their postings, but only few actually include it on their application forms, and nearly none ask for or respect the information on gender identity given in an interview. This is hypocritical and manipulative behavior, baiting trans people with a promise of inclusivity and respectful treatment, then taking that away when they may feel their potential job depends on cooperation and submission to the employer's demands. There is still frequent discussion around job opportunities and discrimination for cis-binary gender people as well, where women have a lesser chance of working in fields of intense physical or intellectual labor, and men are unpopular candidates for work involving children or being stigmatized for working in more creative or domestic fields. How would you say this affects cisgendered men and women?
I don't think that this is comparable on the same level. Women are often seen as the caretaker or the housewives, and structural misogyny creates an atmosphere in our society where women count as not reliable enough or are not seen as intelligent persons at all. And in my point of view, many negative stereotypes that are often included in jokes function as a barricade, and I think this is where it all begins. Misogynists do often argue that the most important inventions do come from men, but forgot that women have been oppressed for centuries. I'm very sorry that we did not invent the universe while we have been fighting for our right to exist. I'm very sorry for that. And common confidence of women is under attack, clearly. Even though many great inventions have been made by women or non-binary people. And additionally, often you hear, why do women just don't apply more jobs? That does not work, since it's much more complex, as already mentioned, and structural misogyny of course affects women's confidence. One of the biggest issues, in my point of view, is that we try to press people into stereotypes, and then we expect people to play their role. Women as the housewives and men as the moneymakers with high career chances.
I would say that this enforcement into male and female constructs an additional hurdle for transgender people who are already struggling of how society sees and recognizes them. Instead of really being able to live out their identity, they somewhat get forced into ideas of how people are supposed to be that they just not associate with. This constant judgment and decision from others upon you, be it in good or bad will, is harmful to these people. Many transgender people have to suffer from diseases like depression, and I honestly can understand that. If you are constantly being judged, constantly put into boxes that are just not you, and constantly bullied by certain people or society, this is only a natural outcome. And this is a development that should not be. Humanity should accept all people, regardless of their identity, so that true equality can be achieved. All people have so much potential within them, so why not build upon that to bring mankind even further? Now I want to talk to you about the discrimination of men, especially the phenomenon called toxic masculinity. This refers to the repression of men in emotional aspects, to homophobia and misogyny. Typical examples of toxic masculinity are statements like, you have to be strong, act like a man, or you are not allowed to cry. The direct result of this are men shutting their emotions behind a forcefully created facade. This facade, however, is quite harmful, and instead of breaking it by expressing their emotions, many men tend to solve these problems by consuming drugs and drinking alcohol. As you can imagine, this only aggravates the situation, so the next direct step many men seem to take is suicide. What is interesting about that? Toxic masculinity gets enforced onto men by all people of society, yeah, but the vast majority are men forcing this concept onto other men. As for me personally, toxic masculinity has become a regular aspect of my life. Both my father and my stepfather are prime examples of the symptoms. According to them both, I have to be strong, have to be able to achieve everything that is considered man's work with the best results, and when directly talking about my struggles, the answer I get is, don't complain, I had to endure the same thing, and I didn't complain or cry either. As a result, I dealt a lot with inferiority complexes, depression and fear of failure, especially in my teenage years. Only by meeting people that directly went against the aspects of toxic masculinity, I was able to handle said problems. So, as you can imagine, I cannot stand it and everything it stands for. But now I want to ask you, how do you notice and see toxic masculinity? What are your thoughts about it, and do you think something can be done about it?
We definitely need to raise more awareness on this important issue, definitely, and we should normalize the showing of emotions by men. An important role is played by the media, as they have a lot of influence on young people, and therefore the media needs to assume more responsibility. We all are and need to fight for education of mental illnesses, and it should be normalized. Another important point is the raising of gender roles, since we all are individuals with individual character traits, and it is absolutely toxic to define people by their gender. And next, we should stop using toxic language where men are displayed as weak when they are insulted as girls. Imagine a world where it is a disgrace to be a girl. This is where everything starts. This is the world we are living in. But I think we are definitely living in a time of improvement and awareness, but we are not done yet.
I think one of the major issues is that people are unwilling to break the boundaries predetermined by antiquated social norms and holding others to that same standard. This way, that is, following existing patterns without question, they can avoid having to question themselves and their own identities, not risking an identity crisis and feeling out of place, resulting in a vicious cycle. As a society, we need to move past the easy choice of ignorance accepting gender roles as natural or scientifically proven, and be open to continued education into our adulthood. We ought to inform ourselves of more modern scientific approaches and findings, and reshape the understanding of gender roles, identities, and identifiers altogether.
Almost every woman has had to endure the following insult at least once in her life: slut. I'm also pretty sure that every woman has had the experience of her worth as a human being defined by the number of her sexual partners and the choice of her clothes. Yeah, even I have been insulted as slut countless times for several reasons. Either I didn't want to fuck or I didn't want to fuck. I tell you, people just can't decide. This problem leads us to one major issue: the over-sexualizing of women by our society. I'm convinced that an important role is played how women are portrayed in our media. Movies, books, and the fashion industry are suggesting that women are more likely to be seen as a sexual object than as a subject. Billboards which show half-naked women offering beer with no link to the actual product. But please, no breastfeeding in public, that's totally disgusting. Books where the woman is likely to be reduced to her sexual attributes, like she has a seductive charisma, a sexy body and demonic eyes, you know what I mean. And movies which put the cherry on the cake with a stereotypical display of the hysterical woman that really needs to get laid by a man to calm down. Feminists who try to draw attention to this interrelation are often made fun of and bear a lot of criticism. But reality shows some more disturbing consequences. Almost every second woman in Germany has experienced sexual harassment, and every seventh woman has already been a victim of sexual violence. Every third day in Germany, a woman is murdered by the hand of her ex-partner. What do you think? To what extent is there a link between society's over-sexualization of women and sexual assault? How can we raise more awareness?
Regarding discrimination against women, the first thing I think about is, why waste such potential, and why does humanity hinder themselves so much? Women have the same abilities and capabilities as all human beings, so why not support and enforce this? Regarding the link between over-sexualization of women and sexual assault, I definitely think there is a connection. By creating the norm that women are portrayed in a certain way, many people, especially men, lose the moral distance and think it's acceptable to assault women. Humankind, in essence, acts according to the rules of a pack, meaning they behave in relation to other human beings. If the majority of people portray women in a certain way, the bridge gap for assaults is being lowered, as you are not the only one thinking or acting that way. To change this, the portrayal of women must be changed drastically. Focus on their personality, on their competence, and on their independence. Act against over-sexualized portrayal of women and focus on their personalities first, not their bodies. This does not mean to completely eradicate the showcase of women being sexy and attractive, but if you present them that way, present other aspects, such as their intelligence, for example.
I would say that it is all closely related to and contributed to by toxic masculinity. Non-male people in general often serve as means to asserting masculinity. They look at us to determine what they are not. This establishes a power over our lives simultaneously, something still widely considered to be a masculine trait. Women in particular must be kept down and in place for men to retain an object for comparison. Connected to this is the niche of pickup artistry, a community that regards women as a means to finding sexual release. Phrases like desired female and exchange of power are used here to both validate men's views on women and dehumanize women entirely. After all, it's easier to mistreat something you don't consider to be an equal.
So, that concludes our talk. It was rather lengthy, but we hope that you gain more knowledge on the topic. Hopefully, it was entertaining for you.
Please keep in mind what we just talked about. Starting a change can begin small. If every person changes their own point of view and their behavior, a lot has been achieved.
Thank you a lot for listening and goodbye.